I think it's an immense obstacle. It's absolutely huge. We, all of us, think in metaphors. The value of the utopian tradition wasn't necessarily the house on the hill that was promised. The value of the utopian tradition was in naming a possible future that would be very different from the present. The idea of utopia there signaled a certain kind of possible home stroke hope. And I think without that kind of counter-narrative today, with its own keywords such as courage, hope, solidarity, social state, equality, justice, we don't have to invent lots of new words. The words are there already. But what seems to me what's really required is constructing an affective politics, a politics of real, Raymond Williams called it, a new set of structures of feeling for a new way of living with difference. Now that kind of momentum, the kind of language, which becomes a real language of popular feeling, it will be very difficult to push back against neoliberalism, almost impossible, because its keywords have become the sentiments that drive us. Its keywords have become the blood in our veins. So that's all got to change.
And it's very good at co-opting other discourses, isn't it? Incorporating them within itself.
It's a master narrative.